Dr. Jennifer Heyer actually just finished 4 weeks of work at Petersburg Medical Center. It was part of her residency training, but it was also a sort of extended job interview as well, and it gave her some time to get to know the medical center and its staff.
So I've been here seeing patients and having the regular schedule, taking call with the current providers here to see what the practice is like, to see what the patient population is like and what kind of things they're seeing here, and to learn about how you get people out of here when you need to get them out to a different location, and so that's been really good. They've been great mentors. That's one of the reasons I'm really excited about coming here, is the current physicians here will be fantastic mentors coming straight out of residency.
Heyer is 31 years old and finished her Bachelor of Arts degree in Justice and Peace Studies from the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2000. She achieved a Master's degree in Public Health Management and Policy from Portland State University in 2006 and a medical degree from Oregon Health and Science University in 2007. As a student, she's had extensive leadership and volunteer experience, including a year in Sitka, where she coordinated tobacco prevention and community work service programs with the national volunteer organization AmeriCorps. Heyer says she and her husband Chris, who grew up in Alaska, knew they wanted to stay in the state after she completed her residency training, and she says they wanted to live in a rural area.
We also knew we wanted to be on a coastal community. We're water people. We like kayaking, sailboating, fishing, all of that.
Okay, so. Well, you picked a good place then.
Yeah, and so we decided that we needed to go to a community that was small, that I could practice full-spectrum family medicine, which is what I'm trained in, and where my husband and I could feel good about raising our new baby. We have a four-month-old baby boy named Calder who's been out on the town a lot since we've been here, and we're looking for a community that was small and just had a good feel to it, and this did it.
Asked if she's interested in pursuing any medical specialties, Heyer says she likes everything, which is why she went into family medicine.
Some areas that I really am interested in are women's health and children's health, well women exams and well child exams, doing a lot of preventative medicine, and then I'm also interested in integrative medicine, so looking at ways of blending Eastern and Western medicine, and looking at the evidence-based Eastern and Western medicine, how you can combine those. Also just interested in chronic disease management, diabetes, hypertension, heart failure, and also looking forward to being in the ER and getting to do acute care, which is exciting too. So I guess that's not a very good answer, because it's pretty much everything is what I like.
Well, that's kind of everything you have to do here, as I understand it from the doctors here. So
yeah, that's one thing that makes this job so appealing, is it's full-spectrum family medicine.
The medical center offered Heyer the job, and she accepted last week. They're just working out the final details of the contract.
And we have found the community and the job to be a great fit, and we have felt extremely welcomed into the community. So I think I would just like to say thanks to the community for being so welcoming, for inviting us to so many dinners and so many events. We've been joking that every night we have a few things, and we, you know, are too busy. It's great. So we've really enjoyed it. So thank you.
The medical center has spent the past year interviewing physicians to replace Dr. Doug Long, who finished working at the hospital earlier this month. Administrator John Bringhurst says the staff liked the idea of hiring someone who was fresh out of residency.
Yeah, a little over a year ago, we talked to the physicians about whether they were interested in us recruiting somebody who was fresh out of their training. And I think they felt that there were some advantages, given that they're more seasoned and more mature in their practices, to getting somebody who's new and still has the benefit of the new learning and the new practices and so forth that they would be learning in their residency program. So I think we all agreed that would be a nice way to go, and that they would like to at least take a look at a resident coming out of their training.
Bringer says Heyer's gotten good reviews from staff and patients. He says some patients went out of their way to let him know how comfortable they were with her.
From the feedback that I've received, the patients have felt very confident with her. The physicians have dealt well with her and feel like she would make a good enhancement to our practice, and the staff in the clinic have felt very comfortable working with her and felt like she would do a good job for us.
Heyer is planning to start work at Petersburg Medical Center in early September 2010, shortly after she finishes her residency in Anchorage. Until then, Bringhurst says the hospital will make use of visiting physicians to fill the vacant slot. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.